Raptors are after big bucks, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Tamarkin.
Thank you, Rod Roddy. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Press Your Luck. Big bucks and no whammies today. I can feel it. And I know you out there are waiting for big bucks, and we've got big bucks for you. We've got as much as $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, even $70,000. So grab something to write with, because I'm going to give you an address you can send something to later on. Because you could be a big winner in this fall's exciting Press Your Luck home game, and you can do it right by your own TV set. Not a bad way to make some money. Now let's talk to some players looking to make some money right here on our own show, starting with our first player, Faye Ballinger. How are you, Faye?
Great. Thank you,
Peter. Good. Faye, you and your husband love to go away?
We like to cruise a lot. Cruise on ships.
Oh, well, Faye, I'm glad you said that. I didn't know exactly what you meant. Where have you been?
Well, we've concentrated mainly on the Caribbean, but each time we go, we try to cover different islands.
We've got Jamaica, and we've got Hawaii. We've got a lot of different places here.
I'm ready.
You're ready. Not much persuasion, right? Good luck to you today.
Thank you.
Okay. Our second player is our champ, Bruce Gillette. $8,368.
Hi, Peter.
How are you? Now, that beats the third place in the Arizona lottery where you got $22, doesn't it?
That'll do it.
I told
yes,
you.
Sir.
Now, what are you going to do with some of the money?
Oh, I've never had that problem, Peter. I've been well gifted at spending money, so...
You know how to spend it. It's just the difficulty is in earning it.
Right.
What you've done so far is so good. So let's see if you can do it again.
We'll do it.
All right. Let's talk to our third player, Gwen Bird.
Hi, Peter.
How are you, Gwen?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Now, Gwen, where are you from?
From Tahunga.
Tahunga. And I understand that you were once bitten, not by a whammy, but what happened?
I was bit by a rattlesnake in my bedroom under my bed. I had come down the hall on a hot summer night to put laundry down, and there he was, curled up under the bed and bit me in the instep.
Wow. And you lived through it?
I lived through it. I did. I was in the hospital 3 days, but I lived through it.
Wow. That's the first on our show.
I killed the snake.
You did it. You did him in?
Yes.
Well, maybe you can
do
the same thing with a whammy.
Oh, I hope so.
Watch your instep, because he will. He'll nail you there.
He'll get you in the
careful.
Foot?
That's right. He'll get you anywhere they can. You ready to do this?
Ready.
Let's make some bucks, all right? Buzz and answer 3 spins. Multiple choice answer 1 spin. Here we go. You can't applaud. It's okay. Perfectly all right. Perfectly all right. Here we go. In a recent study of men and women over 50 years of age, it was learned that men are more sexually interested in the morning, and women are more interested at night. So what was the most common time for their sexual activity? Bruce?
In the morning.
Is the correct answer morning, afternoon, or night, Faye?
I think at night.
What do you think? Gwen?
Well, if men are more interested in the morning, I would say morning.
Morning. The most common time for over 50 lovemaking is at night.
Oh.
And Faye gets the spin. I'm interested all the time, but no one else seems to be terribly interested. You evidently have the same problem, Bruce.
Yes.
Here we go. According to figures in Women's Day magazine, approximately what fraction of all children have working mothers? Faye.
One half.
Is it one half, one quarter, or three quarters, Bruce?
One half.
What do you think, Gwen?
One half.
The fraction of children who have working mothers is one half. Faye goes to 4, Bruce a spin, Gwen a spin. Next question. In relation to a meal, when should an aperitif be served, Gwen?
Before.
Is it before, during, or after, Faye?
Before.
What do you think, Bruce?
Why not? Before.
An aperitif comes before the meal. Faye to 5, Bruce 2, Gwen 4. Last one. Here we go. The most attended single-day sporting event in the world takes place in the United States. What is it, Gwen?
The Rose Bowl game?
Is it the Rose Bowl, the Kentucky Derby, or the Indianapolis 500, Faye?
The Rose Bowl.
What do you think, Bruce?
The Indianapolis 500.
Bruce knows. The most attended single-day sporting event is the Indy 500. Faye stays at 5, Bruce to 3, and Gwen stays at 4. Big bucks are coming up. Stay there. We'll be back right after these words. Don't go away. All right, want some big bucks? We got it. Over 50,000 big bucks on the board. That's a lot of money, prizes, goodies, whammies you don't want any part of. But I know you want to see what one of those prizes is all about, right? One of the trips? Well, the illustrious one, Rod Ruddy, will tell you in his ever-so-dulcet tones. Rod!
But of course I will, Peter. Winter isn't far away, and we're going to send some lucky winner to a winter sports paradise. South Lake Tahoe. A spring holiday for five exciting days and nights in Tahoe.
There goes Rod now. He was the guy in the blue. I was right behind him. I could never catch up to him, but you'll have a great time if you get that one. And what you also want to do is win this round for the Bucks and to play last in the final round. You get that if you win it. You know what you can do. If you get four whammies, you can walk out of here crying. And you can pass your remaining spins during your turn if you so desire. Fewest spins first. Bruce, you're up. Three of them. Are you ready, champ?
Okay, let's go. Here we go. Big Bucks. Big Bucks. Here we go. Stop.
Stop it, whammy. You may want to check your American Express card, Bruce. But he left you with two spins. Ready to go?
Let's go.
All right.
Okay, here we go. I see that trip to Hawaii there, Peter. Let's get that one. Big Bucks, trip to Hawaii, and stop.
Stop at another whammy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Bruce, you have a spin left, but I must caution you about picking up a third whammy in round one. You do want to be careful. What's your pleasure?
Let's go ahead.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Big Bucks, big Bucks, big Bucks. Here we go. Stop.
Stop at a bracelet.
Oh,
all right, Bruce. $550. You're in first place. Gwen, you are next. Four
okay.
spins.
I hope those whammies will stay at Bruce's house. Come on, come on. Big Bucks, and stop.
Stop at a whammy.
Okay.
A little run on whammies. Let's hope they're gone. Three
they're
left.
Gone.
Okay, Gwen.
Gone. No more. Okay, come on. Come on. Stop.
Stop at 200
all
and a spin.
Right.
203 spins, second place, $200. Just your pass?
Go for it. Come on. Big Bucks, no whammies. Stop.
Stop at $500. 700. First place for $150, two spins left.
Go.
Okay.
Come on. Big Bucks, no whammies, you all gone. Go next door. Stop.
Stop at 500 and a spin.
Woo!
You're into the swing of the game, Gwen. $1,200, two spins. $650 more
two spins.
Than
one
Bruce.
More.
One more. I've heard that a number
I
of
know.
Times, Gwen.
No,
here
no,
we go.
Time. Come on, stop.
Stop at $1,500. $27, I don't even have to ask, do I, Gwen? Gwen wants to get rid of that spin badly. It goes
yes.
to Bruce, one to you. Bruce, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here it comes.
Let's go after the $1,500. $1,500 and stop.
Stop at $650. That's not bad. That's $1,200. Second place. Faye, up to you. Five spins.
It's up to me. Okay, we want anything but a whammy. Anything but a whammy and stop.
Stop at Big Bucks. $1,000. Third place. Four spins. You ready?
I'm ready. I'm going.
Okay.
I'm going. I'll do just like I did before. I'll take anything but a whammy. This is for Michael. It's good luck and stop.
Stop at a sleeper sofa. Beats a whammy. That's worth $899. That's $1,899. Second place, three spins. About $801 less than Gwen.
I'm gonna go again, Peter.
All right, here we go.
Come on. Anything but a whammy. We want good luck. We want this one for Robin and stop.
Stop at $500 more. $2,399, two spins. $301 less than Gwen. Rest your luck or pass.
I'm going to pass them.
Pass them, they go to you, Gwen.
Okay, this is
I know you
Mikey.
Welcome them. Here we go. Let's see
I
if
do,
you can avoid
do.
The whammy.
Come on, Mike.
Hold
come on,
to first
big
place.
Bucks. No whammies. Okay, whammies. Where are you, whammies? Stop.
Stop at a telescope.
Oh!
Haley's Comet. $459.
Oh!
$31.59. One more spin. You avoid the whammy. You hold on to first place.
I got to take this one, don't I? Okay, whammies. Now go home.
Stop at $300. Bruce, $1,200. Faye, $23.99. And Gwen. $34.59, you get it first place in the method. We'll be right back after these words. Don't go away. Gwen thinks this is a great amount of fun. Is this fun? Well, I'm going to give you the hard part. That's the questions. You have to come up with the answers.
Okay, I thought we were going to be smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. According to a survey quoted in the book, How Big is Big, what fraction of American men consider monogamy, or having one wife at a time, to be the ideal sexual... Faye?
One half.
The ideal sexual situation. Is it one half, one quarter, or three quarters, Bruce?
Three quarters, Peter.
What do you think, Gwen?
Three quarters.
Monogamy is best say one half the men. Faye gets three spins. The rest of them are interested in a harem.
I guess so.
It's not... I mean, you wouldn't die.
No.
Here we go. The Italians have their risotto, the Spanish paella, and the Turkish their pilaf. What's the main ingredient, Gwen?
Rice.
Of these dishes, is it rice, bread, or pasta, Faye?
Rice.
Rice. Bruce, what do you think it is?
Rice.
Is it risotto? Risotto? Risotto. Paella and pilaf are all rice dishes. Faye goes to four, Bruce to spin, Gwen three. You guys are racking up the spins. A survey of florists tells us that when a man buys flowers, he tends to buy what color? Bruce.
Red.
Is it red, pink, or white, Faye?
Red.
What do you think about that, Gwen?
Red.
When men buy flowers, they're usually red. That's right. Faye goes to five, Bruce to four, Gwen to four. Last one coming up. What common metal will you get if you mix copper and zinc? Gwen.
Oh, I was going to say nickel. Oh.
Is the correct answer nickel, aluminum, or brass, Faye?
Aluminum.
What do you think, Bruce?
I'm going to say brass.
Well, you'd be right, because that's what copper and zinc make, brass. Faye stays at five, Bruce goes to five, Gwen stays at four, and we're coming back with mighty big bucks, so don't go away. We'll be back. Board, $100,000, and the illustrious one, Rod Roddy, is going to tell you about one of the fabulous trips, Rod.
Yes, I am, Peter. How does Australia strike you? Sydney, Australia. You'll spend an unforgettable six nights in the land down under. Good day, mate. This is worth over $3,000.
Oh, the koala bear woke up when he heard the kind of money, right? All right, you got to wake up, too, because the big bucks are up there. Gwen, you can sit back and relax for a bit because you earned it. And Bruce, with $1,200, your first five spins, big bucks. Let's do it.
Here we go. Big bucks, a little dough to go. Big bucks, and stop.
Stop. Gwen. You look like you were conducting a little bit, Bruce. You kind of got into the music, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Don't get into it too much. It's such that you have three whammies, four spins, no dollars. One more whammy, you'll be out of the game. What do you want to do?
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing, Peter.
Oh, I'm going to have that flat. Here we go.
Four spins. Big bucks, big bucks, big bucks, and stop.
Stop at 500 and spin. Back in the money, four spins, third place. Best of luck there, Pat. Right. Going again.
We're looking for some big bucks here. Big bucks, and stop.
Stop at 500 and spin again. Double your bucks, 1,000. Four spins, third place. All right.
Let's go. I see a trip to Singapore there. Singapore, and stop.
Stop at $1,500, 2,500. Second place. Three spins, about 959 less than Gwen. Three whammies, three spins, going again. Okay, Bruce.
Okay, $5,000 in a spin. $5,000. $5,000 and stop.
Stop at a big screen TV, Bruce.
Oh, great.
That's worth $2,600. $5,100 puts you in first place with two spins. About $1,700 more than Gwen. Just surpassed. Here we go. I got a good name for this show. Press Your Luck.
Exactly what I'm going to do. Press my luck. Looking for big bucks and stop.
Stop.
You're out.
Oh, sorry, Bruce. You are out of the game. But we do go to Faye with $2,399 and five spins. You ready, Faye?
I'm ready.
Let's get some bucks.
Okay. Come on. Let's have big bucks. I want anything but a whammy. Anything but a whammy for Michael and stop.
Stop. Better whammy.
I'm pulling.
Strike!
good. Only one whammy, though. It left you with four spins. You're going to hit it again?
I'm going to go again.
All right, let's get some money.
Come on, come on. Anything but a whammy. Come on, anything but a whammy. And stop.
Stop at a whammy. What's going on?
We got the cheese, pepperoni, tomato, something. How about some spaghetti? Oh.
Gwen is watching this with great trepidation. What do we got? Four, six, seven whammies. Enough. Bucks. Right. Now it's Bucks, babe.
Now it's Bucks. We got it out of the way. Now it's Big Bucks. Come on. We need Big Bucks and a spin and stop.
Oh, just avoided the whammy. $2,000. Second place. Two spins, babe.
I'm going.
All right.
Come on. Big Bucks. Big Bucks. Come on. A trip. Big Bucks. Anything but a whammy. Stop.
Stop it. Estapa. That's a nice place to stop. That trip to 1444, 3444, about $15 less than Gwen. One spin, Faye. What do you want to do?
I'm going.
Here we go.
I'm going.
Faye's going for it.
Come on, come on. Big Bucks, Big Bucks, the trip, anything but a whammy. Stop.
Stop at 500 and a spin. Now you're in first place. With 3944, one spin left. About $500 more than Gwen, a little less.
I'm going.
Going again.
I'm going.
Here we go.
I'm going to press my luck. Come on, the whammies are gone. Anything but a whammy, stop.
Stop at 5,000 and spin. Stay 89.44. You still have the one spin. You are well into first place. Over $5,000.
I'm going to pass here.
Now it gets passed. Gwen, ball's in your court, 34.59. One spin you have to take.
Come on, Big Bucks, and we'll spend all the whammies next
stop
door.
Stop it, $2,500. Right. 59. Now you have four spins. You can press your luck to pass. You got about 3,000 to go to catch Faye.
I gotta press my luck.
Here we go.
Okay, come on, Big Bucks, no whammies. Stop.
Stop it. A billiard table. Gwen, that's worth $2,223. Brings you up to 81.82. Now there's only about $800 that separates the two of you. Three spins, and Gwen's going.
All right, come on, come on. I want that 4,000 in a spin, or Australia 4,000 in a spin. Stop.
Stop at 2,000 or lose one whammy.
Oh, 2,000.
2,000, 10,000, 1, 8, 2. First place by about, let's see, about $1,200. Press your luck or a pass. Here we go.
Okay, come on, come on, come on, Big Bucks. Oh, whammy, you just don't like me, and that's okay with me. Stop.
Stop at 500 more. Now, Gwen, you have $10,682. You've got about $1,700 more than Faye. You have one spin left. If you can avoid the whammy, you're going to pass it to Faye. All right. Faye, it's yours. You need $1,738 to catch Gwen. More than that to beat her. Big spin. Are you ready, Faye?
I'm ready.
Are you ready,
I'm
Gwen?
Ready.
Yes, that was a dumb thing to do.
It's a ladies' battle. Here we go. We'll see.
I need something in a spin, Big Bucks. Something in a spin and stop.
Stop at London. Now, that trip to London, Faye, is worth $2,023. You did it at 10,000. You're the champ. We'll come back and talk to you after these words. Today's big press luck winner, Faye, with $10,967. Well done. And you get to hear to the illustrious one, Rod Ruddy, tell you about what you've won. Rod?
Thank you, Peter. Listen to this, Faye. You've won a holiday in Estapa. We'll fly you and your companion, Ron Kripke, from Los Angeles to Mexico for a six-night stay with Sun Meals at Holiday Inn Estapa, a secluded, sunny resort hideaway offering dancing, swimming, and fine dining located near charming Zihuatanejo Village. From Holiday Inn Estapa. And Faye, you have won a London holiday. You and your guests will fly round trip boats from Los Angeles to London, England, where you'll enjoy a five-night stay at a fine London hotel. You'll be near major shopping areas, parks, museums, and castles. Those prizes total $3,467. Combined with the $7,500 in cash you've won, that gives you a grand total pay of $10,967. Congratulations!
All right, Faye, you did it. You answered the questions and played the game right and won the money. You get to come back and try it again. And Bruce, you're leaving us with $8,368.
Thank you,
Peter,
for
being with us. And Jen, we've got some nice prizes for you. I thank you for being with us. Good. Until next time, this is Peter Tamarkin saying thanks for pressing your luck. Bye-bye.
Tuesday at 10, only on GSN, the network for games.